Please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Please stand for the reading of God's holy word. So, what is the gospel? Ladies and gentlemen, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel is embodied in these words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received. And so we see here that the gospel must be preached and it must be received for something to happen. And wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And there's another verse that I am sharing with you regularly that shows you where I am at regarding the gospel. And I hope and pray that all God-called preachers will get back to this. And that is 1 Corinthians 2:2, which says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." You may be seated. You don't need to ask me about sessions being grilled before Congress. You don't need to ask me about Judge Roy Moore and his possible philanderings, strange philanderings. You don't need to ask me about President Trump and Kim of North Korea and what they're going to do. All of these things may be important to you, but the most important thing in the world for Trump, for Kim, for Sessions, for Roy Moore, and everybody else in the world is, what will you do with the man named Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God? Do you know him? Have you trusted him as your Savior? All that matters regarding the people who have died recently in Las Vegas, outside of San Antonio, in the earthquakes, in Chicago, in Mexico, in Iran, in Iraq, is not who's running for Congress and who's running in 2018, but do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And those who have died, the question is, did they know him? For if they did not know him, they're in hell today. I know that is painful to hear, but it is the truth. And you're going to hell too if you don't trust Christ as Savior. I know you have never heard it so put so bluntly, but that is the reality. Make no mistake about it. Jesus Christ, the meek and lowly one, the loving one, came to die in a hurry and to suffer and bleed and die and shed his blood for your sins and for mine, so that we can be saved from that awful place called hell. Now, I know that many preachers don't like for me to say it like that. They want me to say something like, well, Jesus came and died for you to have a good life and to be happy and to buy a big fine house on Pork Chop Hill and to drive a long car that impresses no one but the bank that owns it, and so that you can have a good family, and so that you can enjoy your life. The main reason, dear friends, that Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and if you read the Gospels, just take one, particularly St. John, and you read it all the way through, you will find that Jesus Christ was more in a hurry than Winston Churchill, who wrote a book, Young Man in a Hurry. Jesus Christ was on the move. And oftentimes people wonder why he was not here a long time, into his 50s. He didn't have to be. He came to die for your sins and for mine. And he came to die so that he could save you and me from that awful place called hell. That's the main thing. All the other stuff is wonderful and dandy, and I wouldn't trade the Christian life for anything in the world. Even if I went to hell, I wouldn't trade my Christian life serving Jesus these past 40 years for anything in the world. David Nicholas, the late pastor and founder of Gospel Boot Camps, broke down and explained 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, phrase by phrase. And he continues by saying that he was buried, according to the scriptures, he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Tells us that the resurrection is essential in the gospel presentation, because it proves that Jesus has overcome sin and death. You must understand, sin causes death to everything. Jesus would still be dead if just one sin was left in him, because the wages of sin is death. Amen, somebody. Therefore, the gospel is the truth that we are all sinners, if you will, or criminals before God. And under the sentence of eternal death, this is no joke, this is no plaything. Eternal death or separation from God and all that is good. In his love for us, God the Father sent God the Son to earth to become a man. Jesus was born without a sin nature and lived a sinless life. He allowed himself to be crucified And as he hung on the cross, God the Father took all of my sins and your sins and put them on Jesus and punished him in my place. Jesus did that for you and for me. He took upon himself all of the wicked, evil, ungodly things we have thought, said, and done. And is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Dear friend, you owe him everything. He owes you nothing, for he paid it all. And all you have to do, I don't care if you're a businessman, I don't care if you are a religious leader, I don't care if you are a governmental leader, makes no difference, be you white, black, red, or yellow, you need Jesus. You need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ so that your soul can be saved from hell. How about it, dear friend? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved. Believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you willing and are you ready to pray with me right now? I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called a sinner's prayer. I prayed it nearly 40 years ago, believing on Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And that's what you need to do today. Church membership cannot save you. Joining the church won't save you. Shaking the preacher's hand won't save you. Getting baptized won't save you. All that is good religious work, but it will not save your soul from hell. The only somebody who can save you is Jesus. So repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments at certain points. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the gospel that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again according to the scriptures. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. And change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn away from my old ways. And help me to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, my beloved, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today and you received the gospel, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our many other emails. And Elizabeth and or Evangeline will get in touch with you almost immediately and send this information to you. For we have some free information that we want to send to you to help you grow in the faith. Also, if you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well. And we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you. Real good is my prayer. Let's all stand.